Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. This is Peter Mingles, and you are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And for those people that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We host this radio show, and I have to share with you, I have to get out more often. And the reason for that was I went out, and everybody's wearing these masks in Florida. It's like 97 million degrees outside. What the hell is going on? People should be running home-based businesses like me, so they don't have to worry about those crazy masks. Anyway, we are here. It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And a good friend of ours, her name is always Doris Wood, asked me to do a radio show with a great friend of mine, George Madu, on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. And George owns the networkmarketingmagazine.com. It's a digital magazine, had it over for 14 or 15 years. And George has always had a really great reputation of being one of those really good guys in the industry. So when Doris called me up and she says, are you doing a radio show with George? I said, no, not right now. And she said, you should. So I said, okay, I will. And I always liked George, even though I didn't know who he was. His reputation preceded himself. He has a good magazine. Lots of people talk nicely about him. He's a good guy. He's been on a couple of guest spots on our radio show. So we started to do this, and George brings along some guests from time to time, and today is going to be another great example of a really good guy in the industry. But the first thing I want to do is say, for those people that want to hear these again, I know George puts our Building Fortunes radio shows on his website somewhere, and we also have a special page. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/TNMM, which stands for the Network Marketing Magazine, you'll be able to hear this as well as all of the other previous radio shows. And George's got a great series of guests, and I know the one that he has on today, a great gentleman as well. So I'm going to kind of step out of the way and say, George Madu, thanks for being here. And thanks for being from the southern part of Florida, the coronavirus explosion capital of the world, the reason why people are wearing masks probably in my neighborhood. So thanks for being here, George.
Good, Peter. So thank you. I'm really pleased to move this conversation in a different direction because I've got a friend of mine on, and the three of us have one thing in common, and that is where the three of us are board members of an organization called Social Networking Association, SNA. And I have what I consider the driving force behind SNA, and that's Ian Brett. Ian, are you there?
Yes, that's a very kind word that you gave me there. I'm not so sure whether I deserve that, but I'm happy to serve in the capacity that is presented to me. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and watch you work, and you are just an incredible force. You get things done, and I've just really enjoyed our new friendship. But the reason why I asked you to come on, because no one, I think, can really articulate the real value of SNA the way you can. So, I'm going to pepper you with a couple of questions and ask you a couple of things about, where a person needs to go to get a hold of being a part of this association. Ian, let me start off with, how did SNA start off?
Well, that's a really good question, George. At the end of the day, the true driving force behind a lot of this has to be our good friend Doris Wood. And Doris Doris showed me some photographs recently when I was staying at her home, and some pictures of her and I sat together in the United Kingdom, and there was an MLMIA event that had been organized. And I'm wanting to say it was either 1989, but I think it's more likely to be 1990. And there I am, somewhat lighter than I currently am, and certainly had more hair. And I'm sat next to wonderful Doris, and that was when I had an opportunity to meet with her. She was establishing the MLMIA in the UK at that time, and it gave me an opportunity to meet and network with her. I remained a C-level executive with a company in the UK until 1999, and so we were active participants with the MLMIA. And so in many respects, the Social Networking Association, the SNA, can trace its roots back through the lineage, shall we call it, and the genealogy of the MLMIA because of Doris's involvement. And certainly she still maintains her emeritus position even today. Jim Lubkin is heading up the association, and Jim brings a tremendous amount of talent to the organization, primarily because he has this wonderful ability to cross over. He has been a successful corporate individual, but he's also built an organization and has been in the field, which is a little bit unusual. I've spent 31 years in C-level positions. And the accusation has always been leveled at me, well, Ian, you've never built a downline. And people who say that to me are absolutely correct. But by the same token, I've seen a lot of success and a lot of failure. And so from that perspective, I think I can bring perhaps some opinions or even observations to bear, which I think have merit. Particularly from the corporate and the support of the industry to bear. And I think that's what's really important at this time. We are living in very unusual times. You mentioned the situation currently that's taking place in Florida, but we have to acknowledge it's worldwide. In a few hours' time, I'll be on a call with Malaysia. A few hours ago, I was talking to Europe. And the situation is a global situation, but it's also... there are some silver linings here. There certainly is opportunity to be taken. And I think going back to the association, it gives us an opportunity to come together on an equal footing with no bias towards any particular product or any particular compensation plan or even any particular company, and to be acting as good corporate citizens within the industry. Does that help at all?
Oh, it sure does. Sure does. And I totally agree with you. You know, we're in an industry that is really unlike any other industry. And a brand new person getting into direct sales or network marketing has equal footing worldwide as a leader in the industry. And there are more and more people in the looking zone that are looking for what we have as far as a home-based business. And like you said, this is not something just from the United States. You know, I do detect somewhat of an accent. It is worldwide, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think It's interesting to me. In 2015, I was working for a company, and I was based in Florida at the time. And it's just interesting to see the different attitude between, for example, Europe versus the United States. The idea of distance, the idea of time zones and of common language, and the idea of thinking, you know, there are 50 different states, and the EU is made up of multiple countries. And I was once asked to organize a meeting in the morning in Montreal and an afternoon meeting in Vancouver, which goes to show the European ignorance of the geography and saying, well, that's not really going to happen. But what's really interesting from at least from my perspective, is particularly since February and March, and here we are, 14th of July, Bastille Day for the French. Here we are on the 14th of July, and the way that we are doing business has changed dramatically. The usage of Zoom, of other hosting services to hold meetings has changed. I would suggest that there are a number of us who no longer wear long pants to attend the meeting, but you can wear shorts, but the webcam shows from your waist above, so you can still wear a collared shirt, but you can be comfortable and maybe be barefoot. I guess what I'm saying by that is I was talking to a recruiter the other day who made an interesting observation. They were saying how a number of companies are now having a road to Damascus type realization that perhaps that they can relook at some of their HR deployment. The idea that they employ somebody who then employs three other people to assist them do their job, it's a little bit scary because it says, does this mean that there will be efficiencies? Does this mean that there will be economies? I think it's going to change dramatically the way in which we do business. I think I mentioned earlier on, I'm on a call in Malaysia this evening, different time zones. I'm here on the west coast of the United States. They're clearly in Asia. But even so, we will be holding a global meeting through the magic of the internet and the applications and websites that now exist online. I really believe that in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, some of the things that we now do will somewhat be unrecognizable. But I also want to say, George, that I still think it means that we have to acknowledge that we're in the people business. We still have to be very, very cognizant. Can I tell you what I think makes a company successful?
Sure, go ahead.
I think as I've looked at companies, and again, my history goes back to 89, it seems to me that there are characteristics that I would look at each company. First of all, I'd look to see what is their product or service. Is it value for money? Is it a consumable product? Is it a product that lends itself, say, to repeat orders? Does it have innovation? So product is the first thing that I'm going to look for. Next thing I'm going to look at is a compensation plan. And part of the compensation plan, I really respect Dan Jensen and the things that he has taught. And his mantra of commission plans should be designed to reward behavior is very, very important. And so does the commission plan lend itself to being the catalyst to ensure that people are adequately and appropriately rewarded for what they bring to the company? And then the last thing, the most important thing, and bear in mind, my four-year college was accounting, so at the end of the day, I'm always going to fall back onto the financial side of things. At the end of the day, I'm going to say, what's the greatest asset that any organization has? Actually, George, it's not one that's on their balance sheet, because the greatest asset is their people. And the people fall into two camps. We have the corporate side, being able to provide the core functionality for an organization. Can they process the orders? Can they register new customers and new distributors? Can they maintain the integrity and sacrosanctity of the tree, because the genealogy is important? Can they make sure that the product is shipped timely? Can they make sure that the commissions are calculated correctly? And can those commissions be remitted to the earners as soon as possible? So there's the corporate side of things. Then we have the field, who is our great labor force, who is totally independent. And so we have to respect that independence. We have to provide them with incentives. We can always use the carrot. We can never use the stick. We have to be in the position where we've got great people in the field. We have great people who are customers who are consuming our product. We have great distributors who are promoting our product. We have people who are helping to manage their downline. And then in turn, we have leaders who are providing mentorship and guidance and direction to help build that organization. And so I would say that the greatest asset is one that can't be valued, not in a traditional sense, because it's the actual human capital. It's the people. And so the most important thing there that we have to acknowledge is the people. And it just seems to me that no company, in my opinion, can deem itself to be successful unless its field are successful. So I really feel that we're in the people business.
See, and this is exactly the reason why Glee gained an enormous amount of respect for you, because of what you've just said. You really, really, really understand where the heartbeat of any company is. And I admire that in you. And this is the reason why you hold a real leadership role in this association, the SNA. So I'm going to pepper you with a couple more questions, but we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You're listening to George Madu and Ian. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networkleads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. George Madu, take it on over.
Thanks so much, Peter. So, one of the things that, you really articulated well is that this global business that we have is almost like bringing the whole world to our neighborhood. Just like Peter mentioned, just like you mentioned, this morning I had a great conversation with a leader in Italy. And later on my afternoon, her beginning of the afternoon, I have a conversation with a great leader in Hawaii. So it's no longer a surprise or a unique thing. We really have a wonderful opportunity to not only gain great friends around the world, but collaboration is just absolutely incredible. So I agree with everything that you've said. So let me ask you this. What is your role primarily at SNA?
My role primarily is that of a council member. And so I am I am supporting in that role, particularly from the perspective of Jim and I, who are involved in a company called Social Point of View. And so I'm the official Social Point of View representative on the council. And so my role is to participate along with some wonderful colleagues. We have a board meeting coming up in about 48 hours. We meet on a monthly basis. And so from my perspective, I'm looking to provide service and insight and to bring my experience and the talent I have to bear in that area. In addition, I'm kind of a right-hand man to both Doris and to Jim Lupkin in terms of some of the administration that I will take care of for the association. For example, if people wish to join the association and go to snamembers.com, that's a really good place to start, whether they be, a distributor, an individual, a consultant, a social influencer, whether they represent a network marketing company, or even if they represent a support company, a vendor or supplier to the industry. By going to snamembers.com, they'll be able to see some video presentation from Jim explaining the benefits of the association, and also opinions from those three groups, what it means to people who are distributors for companies, what it means to be a company owner, and why the association would be important to them. And then finally, I know you had Donna Marie Ceritella on the call last week. She has a little video on there too concerning the importance of having support industries that are making sure that we have this holistic approach to making sure that this industry stays strong. At the end of the day, we will always be dealing with whether it's FTC or FDA or attorney generals or their equivalents internationally. So, yes, my accent is British, and so if it's the Department of Trade and Industry or Customs and Excise or similar situations, it's very important that we are cognizant of this shrinking globe, which means that we are multilingual. It means we are multi-currency. It means that we are multi-taxation. And it's really wonderful to be part of this very vibrant and energetic industry. I know that there are supply chain potential issues at the moment, and those will be overcome. The opportunity is so huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really honored when Doris had asked me to be a board member as a support member, you know, with the Network Marketing Magazine and our training system, the 27% of Success system. And I have just met some absolutely wonderful board members in this probably a little bit more than a half a year that I've been on the board. And one thing that really, I've realized has been that this is an organization where if you are a influencer or just a network marketer, I mean, there is so much to be gained from being a part of Social Networking Association. And so, I mean, it's and also company owners. I mean, this is a neutral ground, ESNA, for people in your company to be able to come and to join and to get some foundational skill sets that the SNA ends up helping with. And the members of the board really, really are there to help the entire industry. So it's a great organization.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I would point out is today is the 14th of July. The board made a decision for individuals, consultants, distributors, whatever the nomenclature your company chooses to call you, membership to the association is free up until the 31st of July. And so it is $60 a year, but you know you can still get in for free by going to snamembers.com and clicking the button. Absolutely a great opportunity to be exposed and to dip your toe. And I would point out that there are certain free benefits at the moment. The social media system training that Jim Lupkin provides is available for free for a very limited period of time to new SNA members. And George, why don't you tell us about what is also available for them for free by joining?
Yeah, we've just been so thrilled about the whole organization that the Network Marketing Magazine and our 27% of Success system, we've offered it for free for new members. So, you know, it's you first of all, you can't beat free. And if you are serious about building your business, This is an opportunity that you should absolutely take advantage of. So, I'm gonna yield to Peter because I think he had wanted to ask you some questions. Are you still around, Peter?
Peter's right here. Not so much asking a question, but I will ask my question in the form of a comment / question. If you're a listener listening in, you might be wondering, you know, what's the salary for one of you people on a SNA board or SNA council? you know, you're pretty talented people. George runs a digital magazine. Ian's got all his corporate experience with his, you know, 30-plus years in the home-based business arena. I run a separate company. And they might say, you know, in the open market, that would probably command a significant salary. Well, how much does the SNA, you know, how much do we pay you, Ian, for all the unbelievable expertise you're willing to offer?
Well, let me jump in for a second, Ian. I mean, because of who you are. I jumped on because the board members makes, and this is really significant for Ian, a Kingsley ransom. That's what we get paid. Actually, you tell them, Ian, what do we get paid?
We have adulation, we have recognition, we have gratitude, we have thanks, we have hugs off Doris and smiles. You know, this is one of these situations where it's about the service. It's about giving back to the industry. Who knows, maybe at some point in the future there'll be some sort of stipend or whatever. But at the moment, my time, talents, and abilities are donated.
So yeah, we have a real committed group, Peter.
Absolutely.
Real committed group. I know that you're on every single board meeting and everything else. As a matter of fact, Thursday, our next board meeting, my wife and I are crossing over a great milestone. We'll be married 42 years.
Wow.
And I indicated to her that we will be going out for dinner right after the board meeting because I can't miss it or Doris will give me a check mark and I don't want a check mark. So. Yeah, it's great. It's great people, and dedicated to help all those who gather together and come on board with the SNA.
Can I say that I think the majority of people's motivation comes down to belief? I think it's because they acknowledge and recognize, and in most cases have experienced, quite literally life-changing events, which have caused them to be dedicated to the industry and a desire to share and to impart and to pass on, paying it forward. I just think it's tremendous that people would want to do that, and I'm very grateful that in a commercial world that we can still not necessarily have to be adversarial. Sure, there may be some healthy competition. We acknowledge that there are companies in the industry that sell products within the same category, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are enemies and nemesis, but rather we're coming together for the greater good. And you know what? It's really wholesome to be part of that.
Excellent information. So we're going to make sure that Ian has a guest spot on Building Fortunes Radio. So could you spell your last name one more time for those people that want to find you?
Sure. My first name is Ian, which is spelled I-A-I-N from the Gaelic Scottish roots. And my last name is Bratt, B-R-A-T-T. That's Bratt, B-R-A-T-T. I haven't heard a good joke since about 1973, but, you know, if you've got one still, let me know. It always breaks the ice. So, yeah, that's me, Ian Bratt. You'll find me on Facebook. You'll find me on LinkedIn and all the usual places. Reach
Perfect.
Out to me. I'd love to talk to you.
Yep, thank you so much, Ian. And then, George, thanks for bringing Ian on, as well as thanks for spending your time here. We're going to remember that you have an anniversary coming up soon. And enjoy your dinner, by the way. And congratulations to you and your wife on a wonderful anniversary. And we're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening in. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, George. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.